All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to brittleyp.com, that's brittleyghp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. I'm starting a $20 headshots every week on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at various locations around Minneapolis. To see where I will be, check out my website, brittleyp.com, and it will tell you where I will be that week. You can sign up on the website ahead of time and get a headshot for $20 or show up and get it for $30. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on brittleyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening.
You're just professional Minnesota State fairgoers.
State fairgoers.
All right, okay. So tell me again all of the things you ate since 9:30 in the morning.
What time is it now? It is 10:10 in the morning now.
Oh my God.
Our bus got here at 9:30.
That's crazy.
We stopped first. Well, actually, I got stopped at security, so it took like 10 minutes to get in. And then we went and got cookies, a cone of cookies from Sweet Martha's. I got a breakfast burrito from Mexican Hat over by the grandstand. Then we got Luigi fries from the Luigi fries stand. We got a vegan corn dog from the vegan corn dog stand. We got in line for the Anchor Coffee House, and then I saw another breakfast burrito stand, so I went and got another breakfast burrito. Came back in line to get our mini donut iced latte and our chai tea. And then we also have a bucket of fries.
Oh my gosh. That's nice. How do you feel?
I'm still hungry. Yeah. I could eat more.
What's next on your agenda?
Falafel.
Falafel
King. Ooh.
Falafel or the Union Hmong Kitchen.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, that's you guys.
So we want your name?
I'm Zach.
Zach, okay, thank you. What's yours?
Whitney.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, that's awesome.
You.
Yeah.
It's great talking to you.
All right. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Jacob McNamee. I'm from Team 2846, the Fire Bearers.
Oh, awesome. And we're here in the robotics section. So tell me about the robotics. Tell me, I just walked up, so.
Yeah. So FIRST is an after-school organization. We bring robotics and STEM education to folks all over. Right now, you're looking at the FRC robots, or I don't know, is there a camera? Or, no, it's just audio.
Just audio.
Sorry. So right now we're here with the FRC robots. The challenge this year was to pick up giant tennis balls and shoot them into a hoop.
Oh, wow.
And then there was also another part of a challenge is there are free monkey bars, but they get higher as you go, and the robot has to climb up those.
What?
Whoa.
What? That is so cool. Okay, so are there, like, is there going to be demonstrations on this?
Yes, there are demonstrations at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
Yes,
what time is that? Okay.
Why is that one got boxing gloves?
That one, it feels nicer to get punched by a boxing glove than it does to get punched by metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Those arms can extend, and that would usually be used to climb the free bars, but they put on boxing gloves because it looks cool.
Okay. Okay. This is an aesthetic thing. Right. Okay, that is awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what robot did you work on?
We worked on a red robot. I personally designed the climbers. Kai here is on mechanical.
I was working on putting the bot together and making sure everything worked. Even during competition, I was basically pit crew.
That's amazing.
What is the robot's name?
It ended up with a couple names. It was either Jimothy, Hubert, or Cyclops.
Yeah.
I think it ended up being Jimothy, though.
Yeah. Where did Jimothy Hubert come from?
A disagreement between the team.
Oh my gosh, that is so great. That's also, how long have you guys been working on these?
Well, so each year we are given a challenge, and we are given the animation and the manual, and that tells us how to play the game. Then we have 6 to 7 weeks to design, build, and program the robots.
Awesome. When you guys have been a team for how long?
Our team has been around for, I want to say, at least 16 years. I don't know the actual number.
Yeah, we've been along for a long time.
And how long have you guys been a part of this?
2 years for me.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very
cool.
Wow,
that's amazing.
And you guys know each other before, or did you meet in the team?
We met on the first tech challenge team. So these are high school teams. There's also first tech challenge, which is a middle school team. And our school district also has that, and we met on that team.
Yep.
And both moved up to the high school together.
There are many different challenges for different ages. So if you're in elementary school, you can make Lego robots, middle school makes smaller metal robots, and high school makes these big, giant metal robots.
That's amazing. What got you into robots?
I started out with the Lego robots, and there was a summer class where I got to make stuff with the Lego robots. And then I really, really loved making the Lego robots, so I just kept working my way up to the bigger robots.
That's amazing. That's so cool. How about you?
I actually got into it because of FIRST. So in 2012, I went to one of the FIRST competitions at the U of M, and from there on, my first grade teacher ended up actually having a Lego League, or Junior Lego League kit that she bought, and taught us how to use it. And from there, I ended up finding a Lego League team and went up the ranks to where I'm at now.
This is awesome.
That is amazing.
So where's the competition? Where does it happen?
Yeah, where does this happen? Where do we need to be?
The demos?
Yeah, the demos.
Are in the northeast corner of the education building.
Okay,
right over here.
So over there. Oh, so I see
there.
It.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
little
cool.
bars and
okay.
stuff. At noon, right?
Yes.
Half
next
hour.
One's at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get your name.
On.
Your name is?
Kai Dixon.
Hi, Dixon. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, yeah, let's give them out. Okay. So Bonnie, so you have Bonnie's Boutique and Crafts.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So is that all you do, is this?
What do you mean, is this all
like
I
you
do?
Just sew all the time and come to the fair every year?
No, I also work.
Oh, you do everything.
Kind of, yeah.
That's awesome. So you've been here for 32 years.
Yes.
And how long have you been in used to be the dead corner?
I'm not sure. I don't remember how many years I've been in this dead corner. But now I can accommodate wheelchairs and strollers and not be blocking up the flow of the building.
Oh, that's awesome.
Got to keep the creative arts building flowing.
Exactly, exactly.
So what's your favorite fair moments over 32 years? You got to have seen some doozies.
Oh my goodness, that's tough. I don't know. Every day is different. It's fun meeting all the people that come shopping. And 90% of my customers are repeat customers. They come back every year. They can't believe I'm done. I say, I've been here 32 years. My children say, I'm finished.
Oh, everyone's going to miss you.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing.
Have you gotten any good gifts from your regulars? Like a goodbye present?
No. Because they really didn't know that I was not going to be here. They are not happy.
Oh no! Oh no! So you make a lot of doll clothes then?
Yep. Yes, yes.
Did you have anyone like come get their doll clothes from you and then come back with their children and be like, I wanted to get Bonnie's clothes.
We're on three generations now. Kids came here shopping, and now they're bringing their daughters here to shop. And if they're not shopping, they just come and say, oh, I got my clothes here. I have to come and see what you have. Aww. Even if they don't buy, they are looking at everything. It's their favorite spot.
That's awesome. Do you have any children or grandchildren?
Oh, sure. Yes, I have 9 grandchildren and 5 children. So.
Oh, wow. So yeah. You make a lot of stuff for them, too, as gifts.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes. Oh,
that's awesome.
Have you made them clothes that fit them, that match the clothes that fit their doll?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds
great. Oh, that's so cute.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's so cute. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, okay, being at the fair all the time, what's your favorite part about the fair?
I just love the fair. I love the whole thing. It doesn't matter what it is. I just like it.
Do you have any favorite foods?
Oh, my goodness. All of it. Toronto Pups, the best.
Oh, yeah.
The rice cheeseburgers in the food building are awesome.
What's a rice cheeseburger?
The pickle pizza is wonderful.
See, once you get going, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All these things. Are we right? We're recording. Okay, we need to write this down. Yes. This sounds delicious. Oh my,
have you ridden in the Space Tower?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to come. What time are you done?
Not until tonight. We're done.
If we come back and you're getting done working, we're taking you up to the Space Tower. Okay. We're going to.
Yeah, I don't think I've been on that. We've been on the ones that go across the fairground.
Oh, yeah.
That one, but I don't think I've ever been to the Space Tower.
Bonnie, you are a delight.
Yeah, you are. You really are.
We don't get out of here too much because we're usually pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
You're over here sewing right now.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I can't keep up on the Halloween dresses.
What are you making?
Halloween dresses.
Oh, cute.
You notice there's only 2 hanging there.
Oh, you can't keep going.
No. They walk out of here faster than I can make them.
How long does it take to make one?
I don't know. I've never timed it. I don't make just one.
That's awesome. Are you going to come visit when you're done? When you're like next year?
Yes, I would like to. Just come to the fair and just walk around and see everything.
Yeah. Finally be just a fair goer.
Yeah. Yes.
See who takes over the dead corner?
I don't know if I'll be able to handle that.
Oh, no. Skip the Creative Arts Building for a few years.
Yeah, maybe we'll just walk right past there.
Yeah. There's plenty of other things to see. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you.
You were delightful.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
All right. I'm here with Jar of Peanut Butter and Misha at the State Fair.
Yeah. This is the best place to consume deep fried air. Wafting is actually a way of eating here. You don't have to buy anything. As long as you don't exhale, you'll have like 2,000 calories in you.
So what you're saying is the best way to go to the fair is not buy anything. Just breathe everything.
Yeah, you can actually breathe in nutrients and calories. A lot of things aren't really nutrients, but once your body learns to metabolize them when you're here for 10 years in a row, it's going to be a great experience.
Okay, so what's your favorite deep fried air? Like, what section do you like the best?
The best deep fried air actually comes from the butter house. The more fryers that are in circulation, the more centralized.
I think that's the Butterfly House.
Oh, the Butterfly House? Oh, shit.
It's the I can't believe it's not Butterfly House.
They're like almost butterflies.
It's animatronics.
They're animatronics, but they're very realistic butterflies.
Is that why they all land on you? They're just like little animatronics that are landing on you?
Yeah, they're trying to make you win you over.
What are you excited to do here?
I'm excited to be on the radio and the news, get some airtime. Usually radio news stations want to cover. And they need crazy people to talk. So I can play that role because I'm a normal person, but I'm playing a crazy person on the radio. I'm not crazy. I just play a crazy person on television.
Oh, as a friend of yours, I think I might beg to differ.
What does Joe have to say?
I want to go to the Butterfly House, and
I'm about 5 minutes late for my robot competition. So can we wrap up this interview?
Are you entering a robot competition?
No, I'm watching some robots that I told you it's at noon, and now we're standing here doing an interview about some nonsense that you could be doing while I'm watching some goddamn robots. How about them apples?
How about
comment?
Them? How about them
comment,
planting?
Misha, comment.
Subscribe and share.
Do you have a comment on why we, are we good? We done?
I think we're good. Yeah.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I go by Minnie, but my dancing name is B-Girl Cece.
B-Girl Cece. That's awesome. I love your dance moves.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You dance professionally? Is that?
Yes. I've been dancing professionally for like 15 years.
Oh my gosh. You're so good. That was so great.
Thank you very much.
Is that what you're doing at the fair? Are you just dancing or are you
yeah,
just
yeah, being... I'm at the spot KMOJ. Come see me. Come vibe with me. That's where I'm going to be pretty much. All day.
You know, there's break dancing, but then there's like fixed dancing. It fixes like a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Would you say you do some of that?
Mostly I do. So I have a unique style. I can break, but mine is more freestyle. But I definitely, yeah.
What's the difference?
Okay, so freestyle is more your... You're not breaking. Breaking is you're on the ground, there's a lot of moves down there, and you're down here and you're breaking, right?
Uh-huh.
Freestyle is more, you just go with what moves you, what you feel, what feels right.
Okay, okay.
So you're just going with the rhythm. And then you make up a bunch of moves and it kind of keeps going from there.
Cool, very cool. Awesome, and you're with the radio station?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, yeah. I should talk to them about being an agent. About being a free agent.
Oh, to get more. Do they have you on or non-compete?
No, I kind of just come there and then they just know me as the dancer. So
you're the dancer for the station.
Yeah, yeah. The official dancer for the station.
Oh,
and I play some good music.
So if someone couldn't dance, could you teach them to dance?
Absolutely. I do teach a little bit. And I do give out free little quips.
Okay.
I do give out a little session here and there.
Can you show me the thing?
Got you. Okay, right. I had to put this down. What move suits you the best?
Just pick one. Just pick one. Wait,
all right.
Start me slow.
Start you slow with a good one. Yeah. I got you. Okay. So this one is called the side step. All right. Pretty simple. You're just gonna go, boom to the side. Boom to the side.
Also, boom to the side.
Boom to the side. Yeah! That's pretty good. Not knowing how to dance.
I'm gonna practice it at home now.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, girl.
You're welcome.
That's so nice. Free dance moves.
Free dance moves.
I'm keeping that forever. Weddings, bus and sidestep. Look out.
Yeah. Weddings, bus stops. Bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. Anytime I hear music now, sidestep.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it's a good move to just get you started, you know, when you're like, I don't know what else to do.
Sidestep.
It's a good one just to pretend you have rhythm. You know? You don't gotta do much. You know, just this little cute little it gets people being like, oh snap! You know how to dance.
I have never gotten an oh snap while I'm dancing. I'm looking for that first oh snap.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm gonna come give you the biggest fucking hug. I mean, you're gonna know. You're gonna be like, oh shit, you got an oh snap.
There you go. I'm actually gonna go bust down. Right.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you guys.
Nice to meet you.
So we're in front of the birthing center here. We're gonna ask people who created them.
Yeah.
So. Misha, who created you?
Oprah.
What? What did he say? Did he say
Oprah?
Did he say Oprah?
No, he said Oprah. Like, Oprah. Watching Oprah created me, actually.
Oprah.
Yeah, I am who I am because of Oprah. I attribute all of my success and shortcomings to her.
Oprah.
So Oprah created me.
Oprah.
Oprah Obama.
Yeah, I guess what I really should have asked was, how does it feel to be approached? Hey, who created you?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. He does not know. All right. Hey, who created you?
Mommy.
Ah, mommy.
And daddy.
Yeah, the birthing center. Okay. All right.
Who created me?
Who? Are you my mom? That's a good children's book. I like that we started recording and then the crowds kind of got like less.
Oh, yeah.
That's like what happens sometimes, but it's a good day in front of the birthing center. I feel like, hey, you guys, who created you? Okay, all right. We don't know. We're not sure. We'll never know.
Daygreen? Can you
Wait,
tell
what's,
us about
what's
the shirt?
This? What's your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, there's more. It's your birthday?
Yeah, I'm hers.
Wait, yeah. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Okay. That's awesome.
Which middle school art class did you guys have design these shirts?
Which one?
Our own.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool that you had the foresight to design these in middle school, and then like 10 years later, you could wear them.
Yeah. Who created you?
Sorry?
Who created you?
I don't know.
I think, okay.
Do you have any other foresights in the future that you predicted?
Oh.
I think we're like Scientologists.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I just love that question, but maybe I shouldn't ask that anymore. We might seem a little Scientologist. We're a Britologist. Meshology. Do you think Joe's watching something getting birthed right now?
I think he's like getting birth reenactment of his own birth.
Oh yeah.
He's like inside of some kind of womb, and then you get to be rebirthed. You're like, I'm a new person again. I'm from New Jersey instead of New York. It's different.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I feel like he's getting reborn again. Yeah. And so he might be Christian. We don't know how he's going to come out. He might have a different religion. He might have a different favorite color. He might have a different favorite animal.
I'm scared for him because watching birth is like not an easy experience.
No. And listening to birth is an even harder experience. And he's got the best of the worst of both worlds.
Yeah, I feel like I'm scared for him. He might be a whole different person after this.
I feel like I'm going to treat him as a whole different person regardless, just because I think it's good to be reborn again through the viewfinder of another person's perspective. Like, you learn something new that is wrong that people think about you every day.
Well, I'm excited. Maybe we can get a surprise interview with JoJo. Oh, there he is. We were just talking about you. How do you feel about being in the birthing center?
Life is a miracle.
Okay. How does it feel to be on the radio?
It's really cool. Honestly, I've been doing it ever since I was like 13. It's always been like a fun thing for me. You know, I really like talking with people and I like annoying people as well. So it's just like when you tie both of those things together, you get radio. So it's fun. It's a really good time.
What do you do to annoy people?
Talk about my life stories. I'm a 21 year old. So like a lot of the audience, I feel like on the radio is a little bit older. So when I talk about like, oh yeah, I was naked at a party last night getting wasted. Like a lot of older people, like they don't want to hear that type of stuff, you know? So like they get annoyed with that, but I don't know, just kind of connect with the people that you'd like to connect with. And yeah,
You must have quite the social life being on the radio.
Honestly, like right now I did. So I'm originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I just moved here last year. When I was in Green Bay, I have like a lot more friends out there, you know, so it was easier to kind of go out, party and all that. Ever since moving here, I've been trying my best to kind of make friends and, but social life is like, it's mediocre right now. Yeah. It's mediocre. But,
okay. So
we're your friends.
We're your friends now.
Perfect. Oh. That's awesome. I'd love to hear that.
We
That's
love
awesome.
To get party and wake up naked.
Perfect. I love it.
Okay. So you're from Green Bay?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I went to high school in Neenah.
You went to high school in Neenah? Really?
Yeah. You know Neenah?
I did not go to Neenah. I, right outside Appleton in a, just like a smaller town, but
yeah. What was the name?
It was Freedom. It's called Freedom, Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, Wisconsinites are cool. Who drinks more, Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Ooh, that's a really tricky question. Honestly, since I grew up in Wisconsin, and I was surrounded with those people, I have to go to Wisconsin. I really do. But being here at the Minnesota State Fair today is like, it's proving me. I had no idea when I first came here that there was going to be like this many people, and the amount of people that have come up to me just absolutely sloshed has been, it's been, it might be changing my mind a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
It really will. But
that's awesome. Have you, so this is your state fair experience?
Yeah, I've been here four different times. Today's my fifth day. But yeah, it's just been, everybody here has a lot of fun. I think that's like the thing to remember is everybody has a really good time, and whatever that is to you, a lot of people here, they, you know, they want to get drunk and they want to have a good time. Like,
I know, what, they party once a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What are you going to do after the state fair is over?
Today I've got to go back to the studio and I got to do some work and get ready for the Dave Ryan show in the morning. So that's what I'm going to be doing after.
Cool. Well, I'll try to wake up and listen to you.
Please do. Please
okay,
do.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for being on. Do you guys have any other questions or?
Joe?
I'm good. Oh yeah. If you need somebody for War of the Roses, bro.
Do you have stories?
Oh yeah. You want somebody? Oh,
yes.
Let's say.
Hey, send us an email. Oh. So I'll get you an email.
All right, cool.
Okay, I'll get
all
you
right.
an email.
Oh, yes. I love War of the Roses.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. That's awesome.
Do you it in the morning? Is that like, wait, no, that's bad. That's
so
bad.
I'm a kind of a producer for the show, so I'm not like on the air for bits like that. I kind of am the one that gets people ready, you know, like makes the phone calls and does a lot of background work for it. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're still doing War of the Roses.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a really long time. Dave's still going strong with it, though. Yeah.
I think I listened to like 3 hours of War of the Roses when they're on like a podcast.
iHeartRadio. Yeah, they do. Sometimes we do like War of the Roses marathons. So that's probably what you were listening to. It's like a bunch of like War of the Roses all into one.
I couldn't stop listening.
Yeah, it was good.
It was
really
so good.
They're like the juicy. Everybody really likes the juicy drama. So.
So juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Appreciate you.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Instagram. I have Facebook. I don't use it that much. I use Instagram, Twitter,